Maya, and his group, must hold together because there will be numerous intrigues against him. Humans assume the truth of another. Height, normal to rack. All races of human beings grow to normal size according to pledger and terms. Humans grow to the normal size according to their race. They are only abnormal in height when there is degeneration in a race. The initial reasons for the size of the earthly human race are due to the cross, couplings with extraterrestrials and the influences of the Earth, which is only able to bear smaller beings. Although some of humanity's forefathers were giants, they also became smaller in size, during the passage of time, until they reached the same average size due to Earth's influence. There are exceptions within the Pledgeran race as there are on Earth. The size of other races has been preserved since ancient times with dwarf, like and gigantic races. Prejudices. In this contact, a dark-skinned woman of Lyrian descent by the name of Monara meets Maya. She expresses gratitude for his open feelings that do not distinguish between the race and skin color of human beings. She knows that on Earth, there are a great many people who are subject to racial prejudices, and she wanted to explore his thoughts about this. She expresses great delight to learn of his true feelings about this. Maya is also pleased and compliments her on being very pretty. Age, obtainable. Human beings may become thousands or even hundreds of thousands of years old when they have reached a certain level in spiritual development. But past this stage, the spirit no longer needs a physical body and becomes purely a spiritual body. In very high spheres of spirituality, they can no longer be communicated with from our level of existence. Age is controlled by genetics, the genes as well as other factors such as outside influences condition age. The laws controlling age are of equal value throughout the universe. When the Pledgerans have a higher expectation of age than on Earth, then it is conditioned by life. Research and evolution also plays a decisive role. The Pledgerans are not allowed to reveal how to influence life's expectation for age. Age of each creature, factors. The forces of thinking of each single human being can raise or lower the life force of their fellow creatures. For example, the age of every creature is partly determined by the penetration of its outer forces by others of the same form of life. The thinking of a form of life, in cooperation with its spirit, generates an extremely logical creational force, which is released as high-frequency radiation. An immense force is generated, which is able to influence everything. This creational force penetrates all material forms of life and influences it according to its kind and form. Every form of life has a time for living that is adapted to its spiritual level, including the human beings of Earth. Earth humans, prior life span. In early times, when their ancestors procreated earthly humans, their average life span was 1,007 years. They were taught by their procreators and possessed an enormous spiritual level of knowledge and abilities. But they rapidly fell into religions with their heresies and lost all true knowledge. They began to work against natural law and lived under the bondage of self-created laws. This resulted in the loss of their average span of life to a 20th of their earlier span. Since the beginning of the age of Aquarius, the average span of life is slowly increasing. The main reason for this is because of the acknowledgement of truth and connected spiritual direction. The genetic and other factors, that had been wickedly influenced, regulate themselves again. The mass of earthly humans moving in spiritual form is still relatively low, which results in no great progress being achieved. But, the more that earthly humans turn towards the truth, the longer the average lifespan is increased. Every form of life has an important meaning in its thinking and released forces. Every thought radiates out as a great force and strikes other creatures that attract this force like magnets. According to their qualities of being negative, positive, or balanced, they generate kindred forces in the receiving creatures. Good forces generate good forces. Likewise, the same is true for bad and evil forces. Barbarians. Humans. Barbarous, greedy and want power. Scientists on Earth are working to create the same type of beamship protection screen that the Plegirans have, and it will not be long before they have it perfected. Within the framework of evolution, earthly humans must first develop themselves to a greater level before they are able to solve these secrets and not simply use them to damage others. Even when they have reached this level, barbarous people will exercise their technical abilities for evil-minded and power-hungry motives. This has also occurred on other worlds. Yet, when humanity on Earth reaches the necessary knowledge to fly to other worlds, they will not always be victorious over other races. Natural barbarism, usefulness. Earthly humans are barbarous, impetuous in their research, and often unscrupulous. But barbarism is particular to many creatures, for it is naturally suited as a means to guarantee life initially. This form of barbarism is free of degeneration and enables higher spiritual improvement when the spirit obtains the necessary concepts. It is not true that humanity should be abused and degraded as an evil monstrosity. They are descended from wild ancestors and must go their own way of evolution. This way leads to much need, misery, and troubles in order to gain concepts and knowledge. The hardness of a certain barbarism is needed in order to claim a new lifestyle. Initially, this barbarism allows for research and development in order to obtain the strength to overcome certain imprisoning things, which obstruct progress. This is especially true of strong religious concepts, which hamper progress in every way and even stifles spiritual growth. Fruitful research is only obtained when religious fancies are turned away and a search for the truth is undertaken. This does not affect the awe of life and the creation. The awe of life and the creation becomes more incited by the cognition from the research. Mankind may recognize the fact that in order to become liberated from sickness, it is necessary to analyze the sickness and means of protection. The destruction of life for exploration purposes is a necessary trait of barbarism. Because this generates the necessary strength, all kinds of evolution of barbarism are experienced. By lying under strong imaginations of beliefs, human beings are never able to allow decisive life, sponsoring development because their thinking is too one-sided and too humane to act appropriately, and degeneration occurs. Barbarians. Comment by Mayer. When Mayer mentioned that he was delighted to see others laboring up a mountain slope while he was able to drive past them effortlessly on his motorcycle, Samjace said that was very unmannerly of him. He replied that it was malicious joy. Samjace called him a barbarian for having constant desires for adventures. Mayer said that, because he lived in a world of barbarians, he has become one and he was glad about it because he has experienced a lot as a result of it. In spite of that, Samjace told him to be careful on his motorcycle because his monster is not secure enough. Birth control and abortion. The Plegirans have no need for such things as the birth control pill. They observed the natural order of periodic regulations. Their sexual demands appear outside of the normal times of infidelity for women. So, they use many types of natural means in order to prevent pregnancy. One of their methods is for the man to pull out before reaching a climax. However, undesired pregnancies do happen. Every Plegiran woman possesses the technical means for detecting pregnancy after only 3 days. When an undesired pregnancy occurs, natural preparations are taken that cause early menstruation so that the fertilized ovum is expelled before it can develop. This is not abortion because there is no destruction of a life with a spirit. This is seen differently on Earth because early detection of pregnancy is still very limited there. They are only able to recognize a pregnancy when a spirit has inhabited the newly procreated form of life. A destruction of the fetus at this stage is considered murder and is no longer permitted under natural laws except when the pregnancy menaces the life of the mother. Pope, prejudices of birth control. Sexual matters with earthly humans are prejudiced in a narrow respect where the Pope plays a decisive part. Birth control 58.3.11, if the maximum limit of children is reached in a family on a planet that is menaced by overpopulation, natural plant substances can be added to their food in order to prevent further pregnancies. This, or some other method, is necessary when a planet is no longer able to sustain a certain number of humans without artificial interference. It is related to spiritual evolution. A command only prevails for birth control when it is initially introduced. Couples. The laws of Emmanuel, with respect to matrimony and intercourse, are valid throughout the universe. When forms of life, against their better judgment, consciously bring guilt upon themselves, then they must give atonement for it, as the law of justice dictates. If the consciously loaded guilt of a form of life is too much to expiate within their lifetime, then the entity is unworthy of life and loses the justification for existence. Expiation then becomes valid after rebirth when the life is then limited to the rest of the time of the formerly eliminated life. But, this is only valid for entities with a barbarous nature because they are only able to conceive of this law. If the entity reaches a level of higher spiritual development with time, then the exercise of the laws also become changed. It is not true when charlatans say the extraterrestrials are superhumans and no longer need laws and restrictions to live by. Only when creational order has become accepted, then laws and restrictions fall away. This is the case in very high spiritual spheres, where all connections to material needs belong to the past. Entities, with physical bodies, are afflicted with too many faults to do away with laws that provide order for their level of development. Marriage, meaning for each partner. When the pledgerans join together in matrimony, it is not a taking of possession of a partner, but a connection in harmony. There are no rights of possession, but only love, understanding, and delight about enjoying each other. Each partner remains completely free within the matrimonial laws, such as the mutual agreement of all matters. Secret neo-Nazi group in Brazil. For the past 11 days, the pledgerans have been observing the activities of the power group from Brazil, which moves around the environment in spaceships. The pledgerans worry very much for Mayrtms safety. They can provide him a certain amount of protection, but they cannot know everything exactly. Jai's intelligence is triangular craft. In November of 1976, a delta-shaped craft hovered over Mayrtms home and caused him to leave because of dizziness. It had gaudy beams of light in front and a colorless beam of light in the rear. This could only have been a ship belonging to the Jai's intelligences, who used their influences on him. Smoking, negative and positive effects. Smoking is a passion, to which earthly humans are subjected. It contains several hidden dangers, especially for psychic, afflicted people. As a result, different, often, serious illnesses can be caused by it. But, there are also people with healthy bodily and psychological constitutions who enjoy this poison. Especially dangerous are the tobaccos that are chemically treated and mixed with perfumes, while natural tobaccos have much lower values of danger. Smoking also has a very positive tendency because it decreases the amount of foods consumed and enhances the ability to think. In addition, their very effective stimulants cause spiritual powers to be kept in constant high activity and only rarely become tired. These substances are very suited for those people who practice at great spiritual labors because, besides their generated will, they are able to achieve greater results than for non-smokers. It could damage one's health if they do not limit the amount smoked, but it can also provide great benefit in psychic efficiency. Subconscious, all experiences in the subconscious. All that humans bring with them through numerous existences as well as everything that has been learned and experienced throughout all lifetimes lays hidden in their subconscious. Why then, don't TMT they master the techniques of concentration and order their subconscious to enable them to make full use of all their knowledge and abilities. The longing for all of their knowledge, wisdom, experiences, and abilities lies deep within them. They only need to recognize, acknowledge, and accept this as true in order to make full use of it. It is necessary for them to fight against their own foolishness and acknowledge that the material intellect does not express what humans are, but the spiritual does. When this happens and humans recognize their spirit, then the enormous wisdom, knowledge, and abilities of earlier lifetimes, as well as liberty, love and peace will be of rich advantage to them. Knowledge, power, force, wisdom, liberty and love are the creational inheritance of the Absolute. This is the right of every human from birth. They are a center of thoughts, power, force, and influence over everything. They keep everything in perspective, but they are not what they perceive. Their bodies are only an instrument and a servant of the Spirit. It is their dwelling and not their prison. Their bodies are the temple of their splendid spirit, their self, shining in a life of creation. Their bodies are the castle of their spirit that moves with all forces. Humanity should know that they breathe the touch of the spirit and not just bodily breath. Although a persona TMS consciousness may tremble in fear of death, their subconscious does not. The subconscious knows very well that death holds no horrors in it and that it only forms a passage into another life. Spiritual forces in subconscious. In a state of real vision, see section 4.2.9, people become the master of many spiritual forces which lie sleeping in their subconscious. They use them unconsciously so that when they feel hunger and thirst, they condense matter into eatable and drinkable things, which they experience in their real visions. This then provides nourishment. 9.11 Talmud Manual, Talmud Manual 1.60, 66. In some JCTMS first contact with Maya, she stated that she knows he is aware of a secret old scripture. The originals were unfortunately destroyed by the carelessness of their commissioner, who is Maya's TMS friend, and who by regret has failed in fear. He is told to diffuse and spread the translation of this scripture, because it is the only one, which is the authentic truth. They know he also writes about this scripture and the truth. They consider it to be the most important book to be written. But, its language will be harsh and will be met with hatred. It only offers the truth to Earth humans, though some speculations are in it. It is finally able to destroy, for many, the madness of religion or at least temper it very deliberately. It is an extraordinary piece of work that Maya ought to make accessible for humanity. Talmud Manual and Isa Rashid. Maya asks about the Talmud Manual and the commissioner who is guilty of destroying the original writings. The plagiarians contacted an individual with the initials of MR for a mission to recover the Talmud Manual and disclose it to the world. Unfortunately, he has failed in many things. For too long, he has been depending upon the false reality of religion, which took root in him and often led him to think and act illogically. Regretfully, this is a fact that cannot be made good again. MR and the Talmud Manual. The plagiarians had been contacting MR since 1956. He was a priest of the Greek Catholic Church. He was ordered to handle different matters, which he promised to do. As a result, the plagiarians thought him to be the right person to solve a difficult mission. He was shown the location where he could find the Talmud Manual, which was the original scripture written by Judas Iscariot at the time of Manuel. He learned the old Aramaic language and was able to translate the writings. He performed this properly and created a German translation. While reading the original writings, MR became troubled by his conscience and no longer knew what he should acknowledge as the truth. Outwardly, he pretended to believe the Talmud, but in truth, his religious beliefs were too strongly established within him and this troubled him. This was also the reason for him to officially retreat from his religious beliefs in order to dedicate himself to the translations, which he did very well. But, he was never convinced and never knew what to do about it. He continuously lived in the fear that the scripts would be discovered and become known by others. As a result, he was brought in connection with others who had no fear and vouched for his character. But unfortunately, MR became even more fearful and spoke of things which could cause danger for him and the Talmud. He carried it so far that by the middle of 1974, there remained nothing else for him to do but to flee from Jerusalem and retreat to Lebanon, where he lived with his family in a refugee camp under a false name. But, he also had to flee from the to another country. In his fright, he enclosed all writings into a wooden wall. Only hours later, they were completely destroyed in a fire when Israeli military forces invaded. Emma holds the guilt for the destruction of everything. The Pledgerans also accept guilt for this because they confided too much in him and expected too much from him. Now, the most valuable evidence has been destroyed by chance, which could have revealed the falseness of the Christian religion and all other religions. However, there still exists a quarter of the scripture in German. It will be sufficient to reveal the truth and to free humanity from its deadly delusion. The Pledgerans have cut off all contact with Emma when he fled from Lebanon into Iraq. From then on, the Pledgerans no longer kept track of him. He and his family have lost themselves somewhere in the world. They have lost their real names, which will be kept confidential since he may use it again as a priest. In spite of everything, the Pledgerans are not hostile-minded towards him and do not want to make trouble for him. Talmud manual retrieved. The Talmud will not be used as a means of creating a new belief system or for the worshipping of Jmanuel as an idol. Jmanuel was only a human being like everyone else. Although he had very great knowledge, he does not embody any symbol, idol, or anything else. He was only a teacher and prophet of spiritual knowledge and wisdom. No creature should ever be idolized or adored as is done on earth. The only reason for taking the Talmud manual from its hiding place after 2,000 years is because the time of truth had come. The lessons of manual are not his lessons, but are of the creation and its laws, which manual had to learn, recognize, and acknowledge. He has only revealed what the natural laws demand. He never intended for the delusion to be committed of having him seen as the embodiment of his lessons and be idolized for them. The truth of the Talmud should be learned and acknowledged for its own worth without the attraction of his name and his glorification. Only the truth and laws are important, not the person who has brought them. If another cult were to be constructed around Jmanuel, then his purpose would not be accomplished. Only the truth and the laws are of absolute importance. Talmud Jmanuel, doubters. Because the contact reports agree so closely with the Talmud, it has been claimed that both were written by the same person and thus, could not be right. Meir is told to not trouble himself over this because it is the character of those spiritually ignorant to continuously criticize, distrust, and accuse everything. They often search for connections that they cannot understand because they are not capable of infinite thinking. Their spiritual knowledge and thinking is subjected to sharp borders, which they can hardly overcome. It is also inconceivable to them that truth, knowledge, and wisdom should always sound the same throughout time. When Jmanuel spoke of the lessons of knowledge and wisdom, then he was only able to use words that were spoken thousands of years earlier. When, in the present time, the same lessons are spoken, the words relay the same meaning as was told by Jmanuel and all other teachers before him. When the words of today have the same meaning as those of Jmanuel, then nothing in the lessons have changed. The truth remains the same for all times. It sounds the same, even when told by other words. It is regretful that others have not conceived of this and have criticized the Talmud because of it. They are advised to educate their reasoning abilities and think logically in order to master their spiritual forces and use them. They obstruct their spiritual development when their criticism is illogical. It will not be easy for this to become evident to them because they are far behind Meir TMS spiritual development. They may also be still caught up in their religious beliefs to be able to recognize the truth and accept it. They can be still led astray by the belief that truth, knowledge, and wisdom could only be religious and that the Talmud information must also be religious. They believe that better religious beliefs would be good and bring help to humanity. They do not understand that religion suppresses people and makes them dependent on something that stands above them and gives orders and advice to them. As a result, the followers are no longer the masters over themselves, but subjugate and suppress themselves for something that would stay powerful over them. Throughout the whole universe, nothing good exists in any form of religion. That which is discussed in the Talmud, is only logical. The Talmud manual represents a single scripture that was actually written at the time of Jmanuel, which contains the only unfalsified lessons of truth, knowledge, wisdom, and the spirit. Other writings of equal character do not exist and it should be given consideration. These lessons could have been written anew and given to Meir for distribution, but this was not intended. Only the Talmud is able to provide evidence of the untrue nature of the biblical New Testament for humanity on earth. There exists an evil distrust in it and an unsuited criticism of it. Those who question it are very injured spiritually by religions and live connected to distortions. The many different explanations and interpretations by religions have caused a dreadful confusion in people that they can no longer unravel. As a result, people are pulled between real and unreal when it concerns matters of religion or of true reality. The truth always sounds harsh. Chapter 10. Science and Technology. Astrology is a science that traces back to the Pleiadian ancestors and is still fostered today. But on Earth, it has lost its essential values and truths. The Pleiadians practice astrology the same way that it is done on Earth, except with other planets and totally different perspectives. Astrological signs and symbols. The Pleiadian forefathers expressed symbols for this solar system around 12,000 years ago, but they have changed several times and some have been completely lost in the run of time. However, somehow they have always returned in their original form as they do today. Each single symbol contains quite special characteristic values regarding a star. These symbols convert themselves into emissions that affect people by showing associated peculiarities in physical, psychical, and spiritual spheres. All stars are important, with time playing a dominant part. To obtain exact astrological values, the determining of time to the second is of enormous importance. This is a factor that is unfortunately not regarded by earthly astrologers. Their evaluations are usually only determined in relation to minutes, which only leads to approximate results. Consequently, the horoscopes on Earth are not very exact. In only a few cases are they correct, which occurs when the number of seconds relates to the proper number of minutes. In respect to human beings, the moment when the top of the head begins to show is regarded as the time of birth. As soon as the top of the head becomes exposed, influences from the outside world are concentrated and penetrate through the top of the baby. The effective emissions of outer influences complete the whole and improve it. This means that the times of many births on Earth are incorrect. This has enormous meaning for every individual. There is a special symbol for error as well as for all other stars. It is rather peculiar, as it is very similar to the symbols on Earth for the Sun and other planets. This is because the symbols for the stars trace back to the Pleiadian forefathers, who created each of them according to the vibrations and emissions of each star, and each single sign shows its level of evolution. This is valid as well for the Pleiadian home planet of Era, whose sign was combined from different old traditional symbols of their forefathers. This is also used on Earth for the planets of this solar system. The laying part of the symbol represents the balance between up and down and its harmony. This is different for other symbols of the solar system where balance does not exist, with dominant negative or positive values. Astronomy. Venus, Moon, Saturn and Jupiter. Meir is permitted to visit the Moon, Venus, Saturn, and Jupiter and take photographs from orbit. But, to take pictures of Venus, a source of light is needed there. Tua provides two special little ships with strong light generators for this purpose. However, Meir is asked to keep his pictures of Jupiter hidden because earthly scientists could reach concepts from them, which would not be good for them. He is also told to only permit members of his group to see any pictures of Tua. This is because it is possible that Tua could walk on the Earth and does not want to be recognized. Age of Earth and Sunday. The Earth was formed into a gaseous state 646 billion years ago and then became solid 46 billion years ago. The Earth is a planet of medium age at 646 billion years old since it first gathered into a ball. Other planets are much older and are slowly dissolving themselves away. Jupiter and Saturn were the first to develop themselves into planets. The age of the Sun is 1 trillion, 730 billion years old. This is based upon when it first became a ball of matter. Sun system, Uranus, Jupiter and Saturn. A solar system is defined as a large body with smaller objects that rotate around it. The Sol system is called that because Sol is a central sun with a whole system of linked subsystems.